Chapter 5. Traffic Control Devices. The shape and color of signs have meaning. If fading light, fog, rain, snow, or darkness make it difficult to see the letters, applicants should still know how to recognize a sign and respond accordingly. Single message shaped signs. Octagon. These eight-sided signs are reserved for stop signs. These signs mean you must stop completely. Give the right of way to pedestrians and to all cross traffic before moving again. At a stop sign, you must stop behind any marked or unmarked crosswalk, joining sidewalks on opposite sides of the street. If there are no pavement markings or crosswalks, you must stop before entering an intersection. Stop at a place where you can see traffic coming from all directions. Triangle, upside down. This shape requires that you yield the right of way to cross traffic or to merging traffic. Pennant. This sign marks the beginning of a no passing zone. Circle. This yellow and black sign gives advance warning of a railroad crossing ahead. Pentagon. This sign warns of a school zone, school grounds, and any street, highway abutting the school grounds and extending 125 feet along the street or highway from the school grounds, ahead or marks a school zone crossing. The maximum speed limit in a school zone is 15 meters, p.h., when children are present or when specified. Triangle, right side up. A right side up triangular sign with a reflective red border and fluorescent orange center identifies a slow moving vehicle or a vehicle which has made an emergency stop. Square and rectangular signs. These signs show traffic regulations and guide your speed and direction. These signs tell you about speed limits and other traffic laws. Most signs are white with black letters. When the message is very important, the sign is red with white letters. A red outline with a diagonal bar through it always means no. Speed limit. These signs show the fastest speed you may drive under optimal weather and road conditions. Sometimes the minimum speed is also shown. Advisory speed signs can be found at interstate entrances and exit ramps which show the maximum recommended safe speed for driving on the ramp. These advisory signs are black on yellow. Lane directions. These signs are posted between highway lanes that are divided and placed at openings in the dividers where streets intersect with the highway. They are to remind you which side of the divider you belong on. No right turn and no left turn. This sign indicates which direction you cannot turn at an intersection. These signs are used when meeting a one-way street or in situations where it is unsafe to turn. No U-turn sign. This sign means do not turn around in the middle of a street or an intersection. Wrong way or do not enter. These signs warn you that traffic in that direction is prohibited. If you choose a traffic lane marked with either of these signs, you will likely run into another vehicle. Dual turn lane. This sign is posted over a highway lane that is used only for making left turns from either direction. Traffic from either direction will be using this lane. Never use a turning lane to overtake and pass other vehicles. One-way street. This sign is used to tell you when a cross street has traffic running in one direction only. Usually every consecutive block runs in the opposite direction when there are one-way streets. Diamond and warning signs. These diamond-shaped signs will usually appear without explanatory words beneath them. These signs are yellow with black letters. They warn of possible danger ahead and may have symbols or written warnings. Pedestrian and school warning signs may be yellow-green with black letters. Note: the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Construction and maintenance signs. Construction and maintenance signs are used to notify drivers of unusual or potentially dangerous conditions in or near work areas. Most signs in work areas are diamond-shaped. A few signs are rectangular. Construction and maintenance signs and devices. Various traffic control devices are used in construction and maintenance work areas to direct drivers or pedestrians safely through the work zone, and to provide for the safety of the highway workers. The most commonly used traffic control devices are signs, barricades, drums, cones, tubes, flashing arrow panels, and flaggers. Orange is the basic color for these devices. Channeling devices. Barricades, vertical panels, drums, cones, and tubes are the most commonly used devices to alert drivers of unusual or potentially dangerous conditions in highway and street work areas and to guide drivers safely through the work zone. At night, they are often equipped with flashing or steady burn lights. The diagonal stripes on the barricade or vertical panel guide the driver towards the direction to which traffic is to pass. Stripes sloping downward to the right mean the driver should bear to the right. Conversely, stripes sloping downward to the left mean bear to the left. Flashing arrow panels. Large flashing or sequencing arrow panels may be used in work zones both day and night to guide drivers into certain traffic lanes and to inform them that part of the road or street ahead of them is closed. Flaggers. Flaggers are often provided in highway and street work zones to stop, slow, or guide traffic safely through the area. Flaggers wear orange vests, shirts, or jackets and use red-orange flags or stop, slow paddles to direct traffic through work zones. Guide signs. These signs tell you where you are, what road you are on, and how to get where you want to go. There are many different types of guide signs, such as service signs, location signs, route marker information, and distance signs. Most guide signs are white on green. Motorist services signs are white on blue. Signs for parks and public recreation areas are white on brown. Note: the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Not all the signs you will see are in this handbook, however, most signs are self-explanatory. The warning signs on page 36 are amongst the signs you typically see without identifying text. Instead, they often have pictures. The shapes and colors of signs are a very helpful indicator as to what they are trying to tell you. Take notice the next time you are a passenger in a vehicle to all of the signs you see and what they are for. Being an observant passenger can help you to become a better driver. Railroad crossing signs and signals. Railroad crossing signs can be round or diamond-shaped, yellow with black symbols, or black letters on white bars in the shape of an X called a crossbuck. A sign below the crossbuck indicates the number of tracks when there are two or more. Some railroad crossings are equipped with electrical devices to signal the approach of a train. These devices consist of various types of signals such as bells, flashers, and automatic gates. You must yield to all trains. Failure to stop when lights are flashing, or a barrier is down, will result in a citation. When there are two or more tracks, you must be alert for a second train on the other set of tracks. It is important to note that you should not enter a railroad crossing until the vehicle ahead has moved far enough ahead that you can clear the tracks. Otherwise, you may be trapped on the tracks and hit by another vehicle or by a train. Traffic lights. Circular green, go. Drivers facing this signal may enter the intersection and go straight through, turn right, or left, unless other traffic control devices, signs or pavement markings, prohibit certain movements. All turns must be made in accordance with accepted right-of-way rules. A driver who is facing a circular green indication and wishes to turn left must yield to oncoming vehicles. Green arrow, left turn. A green arrow may be shown alone or with other indications. Drivers facing the signal may enter the intersection to make the movement shown by the arrow. When the green arrow is shown in a left turn signal, it usually means that opposing traffic is stopped. Steady circular yellow. This means that the green light is ending and will change to red. You should only drive through a yellow light if the vehicle clearance is within the intersection. Yellow arrow, left turn. This means that the green arrow is ending and will change to red. Steady circular red, stop. Traffic facing a steady circular red signal must stop unless making a movement permitted by a green arrow. The driver must remain stopped until allowed to proceed by another indication. The only exception is to make a permitted turn on red. A driver may turn right on red at the intersection of two-way streets, or may turn left on red from a one-way street to another one-way street. These turns may be made after yielding to all other traffic and pedestrians, and if no signs are posted to prohibit them. Steady red arrow. Left turn. Come to a complete stop before reaching the intersection, stop line or crosswalk for the direction indicated by the arrow. Remain stopped as long as the signal is red. Intersection flashers. At certain intersections, flashers are installed to supplement or replace stop signs. These flashers may have circular flashing red indications in all directions or may have circular flashing yellow indications for through traffic. Drivers facing a circular flashing yellow light may proceed through the intersection with caution. A circular flashing red is the same as a stop sign. That is, drivers must come to a complete stop and yield to all other traffic and pedestrians. When traffic control signals are not needed or are out of order, they may be placed in flashing operations. When this happens, they are the same as intersection flashers. Lane use control signals. Special signals are used to control traffic when the direction of a street or certain lane changes during the day. These signals indicate how the specific lanes may be used. Green downward arrow. Traffic may use the lane under the arrow. Yellow X. The lane is about to be closed or its direction is about to reverse. Move out of it as soon as you can. Red X. The lane is closed or being used by opposing traffic. Do not use this lane. Crosswalk signals. Crosswalk signals are traffic signals for pedestrians. If these signals are in place, pedestrians are to obey them. These lighted signs are often shown two ways. Hand symbol or don't walk. When these appear, pedestrians are not to cross the crosswalk. Walking man or WALK. When these appear, pedestrians are safe to cross the street inside the crosswalk lines. Be aware of crosswalks at intersections and in school zones. These are indicators that you are in a high pedestrian traffic zone. Being especially alert for pedestrians in these places will reduce the risk of crashes. A blind person who is on foot and using a guide dog or other service animal, or is carrying a white cane or walking stick, has the right of way on a highway, street, or road regardless of whether they are in a crosswalk or not. Pavement markings. Pavement markings are used like highway signs to warn, regulate, and inform traffic. White lines separate traffic lanes moving in the same direction. Yellow lines separate traffic lanes moving in the opposite direction. Broken yellow. Broken yellow lines separate traffic moving in opposite directions. If this marking is on your side of the road, you may pass when it is safe. Solid yellow. Solid yellow lines also separate traffic moving in opposite directions. If a solid yellow line is on your side of the road, you must not pass. On interstates, one-way streets, are divided four-lane roads, a solid yellow line will mark the left edge of the pavement. Broken white. On roadways which have more than one lane moving in one direction, traffic lanes are separated by broken white lines. Broken black lines are sometimes added to make the white easier to see. Drive within these lines and never straddle them, except when changing lanes. Solid white. Solid white lines mark the edge of the pavement. At night or in bad weather, they help you stay on the road. When solid white lines separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction, do not change lanes. Special purpose or diamond lanes. White diamond shapes painted in the roadway to inform drivers the lane is designated for carpools, bicycles, or buses. Center left turn lanes. These lanes are reserved for left turns from either direction and are not to be used as through or passing lanes. You can recognize these lanes by the solid yellow lines nearest the through lanes and broken lines to the left of them. Reversible lanes. Where traffic volumes are heavy at certain times of the day, it may be necessary to reverse the traffic flow direction. Lanes which reverse are marked on both sides by a double yellow broken line. This is the only case where a driver may drive for any distance to the left of a yellow line. Crosswalk lines. Many pedestrian crosswalks are marked by solid white lines. Some crosswalks, especially in residential areas, are not marked. When these lines are used, they will run all the way across the pavement. You will notice them at intersections and sometimes between intersections. Do not block a crosswalk with your car. Stop lines, wide white lines, painted across traffic lanes, mark where you must stop your vehicle at intersections. This keeps you out of the way of pedestrians and cross traffic. If there are no stop lines or crosswalks, you must stop your vehicle before you enter the intersections. You should be able to see traffic coming from all directions.